everyone. Welcome back to another podcast of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. Often I get asked by people and just in general, even, you know, some of the women I'm mentoring, how they can step their game up, how they can level up. What is the next step for somebody who is wanting to grow and they feel like they're just stuck? Like, no matter what they try or what they do or how early they wake up, they just don't seem to be elevating as they wish or as they would like to be. And I always tell people, you got to switch out your circle. You got to swap out your tribe. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling, you know, like maybe you're missing inspiration or you're lacking motivation, a lot of that has to do with your tribe. It has to do with your circle, with the people you are surrounding yourself with, or lack of. I say this because you need to surround yourself with people who are ahead of the game, people that are more successful, people that have more knowledge, people that have already been through where you want to get to. You have to surround yourself with ambitious people, people that are constantly thriving, people that can lend out a helping hand to you when you're giving it your all. You know, you got to be around people that motivate you. You can't continue to hang around with the same crowd you did in junior high and high school and expect to reach new levels. Not everybody has a big dream or a big vision. And there's nothing wrong with people that don't have that. There are people that are comfortable working a 9-to-5 and being, you know, raising families. I love that. There is nothing wrong with that. And then there are people that are very career driven, that don't want to have a family, don't even want to get married. I applaud those people too. And then there's people that work 9-to-5, and then when they get home, they start working on their 6-to-midnight, which is their dream, that goal. There is a lane for every single person, and you have to make sure that you are surrounding yourselves and investing time with people who match your vision. This does not mean you can't be friends with your best friend from elementary school. It does not mean you have to cut off your best friend from high school. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about surrounding yourself, having dinner with people who are ahead of the game, having dinner with people who match your vision. If you are a visionary, if you are one of those people that just know deep down in your heart you're destined for greatness, you need to be talking and sitting down with people who have that same promise in their heart. You can't go and share your visions and your dreams and your aspirations to somebody who doesn't share the same dreams and aspirations. You'll look like a nut. You'll look crazy. And then what happens when you start sharing that? Those people that don't have the same vision, that aren't capable of dreaming bigger because it's not them, they start deterring your dreams. You start to question your dreams. You start to question yourself. You begin to wonder if things will ever happen for you. Maybe they are right. Maybe I'm just dreaming too big. Maybe I don't have what it takes. And you begin to allow people that are not thriving on your vibration to start building insecurities within yourself. If you have a promise in your heart that you know you're going to launch that business, that you know your brand is going to exceed, that you know there is a happily ever after for you, if God has placed that in your heart, that should be more than enough. You should know that you are equipped, that you have every tool you need, that you have every knowledge in your brain to succeed at whatever it is that you are dreaming of. If God has placed it in your heart, He has given you every single thing you need. If there are still things missing, then there are lessons that you still have to learn. Think of success in your dreams and your goals as a Nintendo game. That's how I've always envisioned it. When I get stuck at one level and I can't defeat whatever the invisible thing is that I'm supposed to defeat, I have to take a step back and I have to ask myself, what am I missing? Why do I keep repeating this level? Why can I not exceed? Why am I not excelling? What lesson do I have to learn? God is not going to allow you to move forward until you've learned the lesson you need to learn. Why? Because if he prematurely elevates you to the next level, you're not going to know what to do. You might just be a one-hit wonder. You might be able to get into that conference room, into that meeting. You might be able to go do your sales pitch, but they're not going to tell you yes because there's something that you're missing. We can't get ahead of the game. We can't out-cheat God. The hustle knows how much work you've put in. The universe knows how much work you've put in. God knows how much work you're putting in. If you are trying to get to where you want to get doing shortcuts, you're only cheating yourself. Because let me tell you, you will remain exactly where you are right now. And if you don't know what the next step is, I just gave you the biggest tip right now. Switch up your tribe. Switch out your circle. Spend time with people who dream just as big as you do. Because I promise you, sitting at the table with one of them, having a conversation with somebody, there is going to be an aha moment for you where you're going to say, that's my next move. Or, oh shit, that's exactly what I was missing. Aha, why didn't I think of that? Oh my God, I know this is why I was destined to sit at this table with you, because I was missing that. Thank you. When I began to elevate my circle, when I began to hang out with people that dreamt the way I did, I began to have a lot of aha moments. I recently launched a live show with my good friend Trails World. Trails is an amazing individual. I was introduced to him by a mutual friend that we have, and we would sit down and have coffee for meetings. And every time we sat together, it was literally an aha moment. It was either myself that was saying, aha, oh my God, Trail, I've been praying on this and you just gave me the missing piece that I was looking for. Or he would say, wow, Ari, that's exactly what I needed this week. Why? Because God will always put the right people in your path that you need to teach you new lessons, to provide tips for you, to help guide you when you do the work to elevate yourself. God can't give you what you're asking for if you're not placing yourself in the right place. And a lot of the times, the right place has to do with the right circle. Because of my risk-taking, thing that I did, I don't even know what to call it, of elevating my circle and my tribe, because I took that risk of reaching out to new people and networking with new people and building new circles, God has elevated my business and my brand and my career so much. Because I met Trail, now we have a show on Instagram Live every Monday at 7 p.m. called The Power of Conversation. There is so much power in a conversation when you're sitting with the right people at the right table at the right time. So if you're continuously just going to the bar and the pub on the weekends and hanging out with people from high school and people that don't match your dreams, you know what? If you want to do it every now and then, cool. But you got to start building your tribe up. You got to surround with people that think like you, that move like you, that dream the way you do. You got to start elevating your tribe and your circle. Hang out with people that are more educated, that have been there before, that have exceeded in love. You gotta start building up your tribe. How do you do that? Start networking. There's so many conferences online, Zooms you can join for free, $5, $10. Invest in yourself, build that tribe up. If you follow somebody that you look up to, ask them for a one-on-one. Book a coaching call. You got to do the work, guys. You got to put the work in. And I promise you, once you take this first step, God is going to start placing all these things that he has in store for you right in front of you. You're going to sit there and look and say, aha, this is what I was missing. Anyways, y'all, I hope you guys have an amazing week. We are at the top of a new month. Make a list of goals you want to tackle, things you need to do, the tedious work you need to do, the uncomfortable things you need to do, and get them done. Get them done. I pray everybody is safe. I pray for peace, love, and prosperity over all of you. And again, make sure to share this podcast with a friend, leave a review, drop a comment. I read all of them and I super appreciate all of you tuning in. Until next time, ciao.